Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Tuesday the 12th of April 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours on the day that it's the 50th anniversary that man went into space. Well done, Yuri, wherever you are. So Google has been described by the Daily Mail as a parasitic monster. Someone at the Daily Mail has got it in for them. They can't understand why Downing Street is obsessed with this parasitic monster, unquote. Cameron seems to be in love with them and they don't see the point. They say that the monster undermines investment in the very creative industries that have become such an important part of our national prosperity and employ hundreds of thousands of people. They took the example of Adele, the 21-year-old singer, and said that when you Googled her name, you got back in the first 10 results, 9 which were pirate sites and have all downloaded Adele's output and put it on far more cheaply than the proper copyrighted outlets. Now, the Daily Mail's not known for its technology column, and I Googled Adele, and the first thing I got was number 1, her official site, and number 2. Then number 3 was her Wikipedia entry. Number 4 was her MySpace page. 6 were images for her. 7 was Adele's listing on Last.fm. 9 was her own Facebook page. And 10 was Amazon's site where you could go and buy her music at the proper price. I think you're talking out your butts, Daily Mail. The HTC Flyer has got UK pre-order status. It's £600 for it. I mean, this is probably one of the best options at competing with the iPad along with the Zoom, and both of them have got their prices completely and utterly wrong. £600 for the basic model, and then €669 if you want to get it in Germany. Pad manufacturers have got to work out they need to compete on price. Adobe has had a bit of a release yesterday. Creative Suite 5.5 is out. They've only gone half a step this time, and they haven't cut back on innovation. One of the things that they've done is go to a subscription model. So you can buy Photoshop 5.5 for $35 a month, which isn't that bad when it retails at $699 a month. If you want Design Premium Suite, that's $1,800 to buy. It's only $100 a month. And also CS5 Master Collection is $2,500. And it's only $129 a month. The real problem there is there's no programs that are worth $2,500. It doesn't move forward that far. That is an utter rip-off. One of the beautiful things that has come is Adobe Audition. Before, for Mac, you had Soundbooth EOL. Well, that's disappeared now as it's come to end of life. And what you've got is a proper version of Audition. If you bought Soundbooth for CS3, CS4 or CS5, then don't worry, you can upgrade to Audition 5.5 for only $99. Again, that seems quite pricey for an upgrade. And one of the best things that they've done is send out an SDK for Photoshop for tablets with touch interface and multi-touch as well. That does look exciting. We'll talk about that on Friday on the Photo Show. Paul Siglier, do you remember him? He's the guy in The Social Network who said that he stumped up $1,000 for Zuckerberg to get going with the Facebook, and there was two projects they were working on. Well, he got thrown out of court as being a bit of a fraudster and a convicted felon. He's now back. He's registered with another law firm who's significantly bigger, and they've registered a whole load of new evidence, including emails from Zuckerberg to Siglier saying that he was definitely a partner. The whole thing's going to get really, really messy for everybody, and Zuckerberg may end up losing out if this does prove to be true. At NAB, there's been a whole load of people that have been saying, isn't Thunderbolt wonderful, and pushing out their new devices with it. First out of the blocks were Matrox. They've come out with a whole load of video stuff that's all compliant with the Thunderbolt system, and it looks absolutely fantastic. Their stuff starts at just $449, but it goes all the way up to $2,499 for a rack-mounted system. But if you're into your video, I'd say it's probably almost a must-have. Amazon have tried to hit back at the iPad 2 by reducing the price of Kindle. Now, the original Kindle stays as it is. It's $139 if you want to buy it. But you can get a version at $114. The only thing you've got to put up with is advertisements on the bottom of the device's homepage and on its screensavers. But apart from that, you're getting exactly the same experience. Now, this sounds really, really good, but I think they would have made an absolute killing if they just dipped below the $100 mark. That really would have been a killer blow. Windows 8 App Store has been revealed in some leaked screenshots. You can buy Messenger on there, which is the first one that's on. And it's ready to go for beta testing, apparently, so expect to see it in the coming days. One of the things that's going to come along with that, I would suggest it, is an absolute onslaught of lawsuits from Apple and a whole court battle about the use of the term app, of course, because everybody knows that Apple owns the term app. Strike Spotter is an application for nature and wildlife photographers. It's absolutely brilliant. What it does is, if you've taken a picture of a zebra, it uses the stripes like a barcode so that you can tag every single one. And any photo that comes out of that zebra from either side will then be able to be shown and will be recognised, and you can track them wherever they go. What a great idea. Ralph Lauren's also come out with a solar panel backpack, so when you go out on your Aaron Ralston style soirees into the wilderness, you'll always have power if nothing else, providing you're not at the bottom of a canyon, of course, with your arm trapped. It generates only 3.5 watts of energy, but it does generate a big hole in your bank account, because it's $800. Thank you, Ralph, always in the realms of reality. And finally, 2012 could be closer than you think. Scientists have got some new equipment, and they've been looking at the volcanic plume which sits under Yellowstone. Now, they always thought that the caldera underneath Yellowstone was pretty big, and they had it down around perhaps 100 miles across. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be that big. It's 250 miles across. So when 2012 occurs, what you saw in the movie could actually happen. I'd think of moving if I were you. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again tomorrow with a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. I hope you have a good day. Thanks for listening.